This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do very much appreciate the time that you're, you know, interacting. Don't just sit there and listen. Interact. And don't do what I used to do, which is, you know, you sit there yelling at the radio. I want you to know I can't hear you, and it doesn't do any good. You know what I mean? But I always do appreciate the time that you've sent me emails. You get involved with the conversation as a whole. Stupid little things happening during the breaks that we're finding out about. It's just unreal. It's just amazing. Don't do that. Please don't do that. I love computers. You know, we were talking earlier in the last hour, and I said I was going to come back and talk about it, because I really do. I want to beat this stuff up to death. I know some of you don't like that. I do, though. I want to beat it to death. I want to make sure that everybody knows, everybody hears, everybody knows what's going on out there when it comes to Christmas. Nobody would do this if it was some kind of religious holiday about, Buddhism or Islam or what have you. And now you got the morons out there. I'm sorry, it might include some of you in one of the two chat rooms. Now you got the morons out there saying that basically, ultimately, there's no war on Christmas. Your Christmas stuff is all over the place. But you know what? It's not all over the place. And in some cases where it's all over the place, it has to be tweaked, changed, jerked around to make work or whatever. I'm not into it. Like that satanic thing that was put next to a nativity scene. Come on, seriously? You mean that wasn't done for any other reason, right? Other than to make fun of Christ. And Pennsylvania, you know, you would think Pennsylvania, my God, there are so many towns and cities out there that claim to be Christian. This is why I say to you guys, just because somebody says they go to church, somebody says they believe in God, I don't know, I wouldn't believe them. So a Pennsylvania elementary school canceled its students' performance of a Christmas carol, a tradition for more than 40 years. After parents complained about Tiny Tim's language, what do they do at home? Do they, like, they sit there with the mute button? Can you see him on the couch going, okay, any second now. All right, here he comes. He's coming into the room. Get ready with the mute button. I mean, are they that whacked? It's got to be snowflake parents. Has to be. Hempfield School District officials put a kibosh on the Charles Dickens classic after two parents. Right? That is not... One hundredth of one classroom. One-tenth, whatever. And that two parents complained about Tiny Tim's line. God bless us, everyone. You think these same people go into epileptic fits when their Lord and Savior, Mr. Obama, said, God bless America. Right? You know, I mean, at the end of some of his speeches, once in a while when he remembers, he says, God bless you and God bless America. Now, though they blame the decision on the place, distraction from academics. So I guess for the last 40 years, it hasn't been an academic distraction. Only now. And this is where you Christian parents, where you conservative parents, drive me out of my mind. Where are you? Why aren't you there? Why aren't you pounding pavement? Why aren't you picketing out front? What are you doing? And don't give me that work thing, because you know what? When it comes to elementary school, I see a gazillion of you there in the morning dropping your kids off. I see a gazillion of you there in the afternoon picking your kids up. Get involved. This is one of those times. Get involved. District spokesman said, the play is not part of the written curriculum of the fifth grade, but students and teachers were required to participate in it. We can't allow that. District spokesman Zimmerman also went on to say, the complaints about Tiny Tim's God Bless Us line prompted officials to take a closer look at the play, see if there was ever any hidden messages or, you know, God, I can't stand it. You know, they're going to be able to do plays like Out of Compton. They do all kinds of plays that have sexual innuendo, that have nasty language, that have pelvic thrusts. Those are all okay. Simulated sex scenes. Those are all fine. God bless us. It's too much for a small one to hear. It's too much for one to see, hear, or have to deal with.
Miley Cyrus is fine.
Miley Cyrus, there you go. I bet you if she came to give a concert, they would be just fine with her. Teaching all those little kids how to twerk and stuff. Isn't that cute? Oh, God. So after the administration took a closer look at the play, they realized that it diverted about 20 hours of classroom time to prepare for the production. That's just not right. I was surprised because it had been going on for decades, and it's a tradition at the school that everybody looks forward to, said Jane Burkhardt, one of the parents. The kids are very proud of themselves for what they do, and they put that on. It's just very sad that it's not going to be just because of one line, she said. Charles Dickens is a classic author, not a religious figure, and I just think one little line shouldn't ruin it for every kid in the fifth grade. Oh, no, I got a lot more to say about this. You ain't getting off that easy. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV4Life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You are some messed up white people.
Tweeting and being part of the conversation, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, I need this to get right back into it, or I'm going to pop. Yeah, this stuff, I don't even get this. I don't get how any school district, well, again, unless it's administrators, is really. Maybe they're passing the crack pipe around. I don't know. Maybe I got this all wrong. So there are two parents in a school in a school of about 500 kids decided that in A Christmas Carol, Charles Dickens' classic with Tiny Tim's line that says, God bless us, everyone, that the play needs to stop. It can't be done. Now, here's a classic. This is what I was talking about before. You know, in the old days, they called this censorship. So what happened if they had to read the play and not act it out? Would they be allowed to read God Bless Us? Or would that be something the parents... Maybe the parents wrote a note and said, my kids aren't allowed to use the word God. The word God is not to roll off of their tongues. We talk about hating God. This isn't even like, yeah, I don't care much for religion. I don't think religion is good, whatever, whatever, whatever. These guys are using the word. I mean, you understand how crazy this is? Principal Tom Kramer posted a confusing notice about the cancellation on the school's website that alleges the decision was not the result of the parent complaints. Oh, no. No. Even though no action took place until after the parent complaint. But is rooted in the desire to be respectful of many culture and religious backgrounds, except Christianity, represented by the students attending Centerville Elementary. Over the years, preparations have evolved to take 15 to 20 hours of instructional education, time to produce this play. Given changes in state standards in recent years, we could only defend the commitment of this kind of instructional time to something not part of the fifth grade curriculum. The teachers agreed that they did not want our students to be put at a disadvantage relative to their peers from other schools because, you know, no other school does Christmas plays. Not a one, I'm sure. Because of the undue stress on the children, the play was canceled. One rumor we've been addressing is the one that one of two families influenced the decision. That's just not true. The instructional time issue was our primary concern. Randy Wenbar, chief counsel for the Independent Law Center and Lancaster County resident, told Todd Stearns the cancellation of A Christmas Carol and other efforts to end Christmas in public schools is sending students the wrong message. It's so true. What is it now? That nothing, anything that might make a child feel uncomfortable. Well, actually, in this case, it made the parent feel uncomfortable. The kid probably doesn't even know who God is. Probably can't spell God in this case. As a constitutional attorney, he says, I hate to see traditions taken away in my own community, he wrote to the Stearns. What does it communicate to our kids? It says that anything religious is really not appropriate. It's something you're supposed to keep to yourself. It seems like people are trying to take away our traditions left and right, he said. We need to do something about it. This is what I said to you guys earlier, right? Get off your butts. Push back. Do something here. No, I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Look, get in their faces about this. Don't be mean and nasty. Don't be wrong. Don't be mean and nasty. If you're in Pennsylvania, if you're in the Centerville, Pennsylvania area, you're near the Hempfield School District, please don't sit there and say, I don't want to make people uncomfortable. I don't want to do this. I don't want people to feel. Yes, let people feel bad. It's okay. You want lots of people to feel bad about taking your kids' rights away. You want, think about this. This is a 45-minute play? Can you imagine how many words there are in Charles Dickens' classic? And God bless us, everyone. Four words is a problem. Four words cancels the play. Two parents, four words, and a bunch of lunatic administrators canceled the play. Are we serious? This is the stuff that I say, it's crazy. God, you know, some of you think that, you know, God is upset and he's, you know, feeling bad about it. No, he's looking at us going, you guys are a bunch of idiots. I didn't make you this way. Right? You know how sometimes your parents look at you and they go, you can't be mine. Right? Because my kids wouldn't do something like that. I am dead sure that's what God does to us sometimes. He just looks and goes, you know what? You can't be mine. There's no way. Anyway, listen to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, the It just gets worse. This just gets worse. So UVA students have signed a petition to ban Christmas. Yeah, the University of Virginia. They have decided they no longer want Christmas. In the season's most anticipated holiday spinoff, Campus Reform visits the University of Virginia dressed as the hipsters who stole Christmas. Now, with schools across the country outright banning Christmas decorations as, you know, evergreen trees, images of Santa. Again, I'd like somebody to show me where the tree and Santa are religious, belong to the Catholics or the Christians. Where does that come? I don't think they belong to the Jews. Now, CRO reporter Amber Athley and Cabot Phillips visited UVA, created a fake student group called Students for the Inclusion of a Holiday Season. And they asked, it's got to be good. And they asked students, here, you just got to hear this. Let me see if I can play this. Yeah.
I'm Amber Athey.
And I'm Cabot Phillips.
And we're with Campus Reform. But today,
we're the hipsters who stole Christmas. Let's see how many people here at UVA we can get to join our cause.
To ban Christmas.
Do you know, remember the Mark Dice, who, you go up to YouTube, you'll find him up there, Mark Dice. He does these petitions. And I haven't played him in a while, for a lot of reasons. But he does these petitions where he asks people if they want to temporarily ban the First Amendment. And he goes out to the beaches and the malls, and he goes out the streets, and he has this petition that says, you know, we need the president to be able to speak. We need to be able to have him not interrupted. We need to be able to make it so nobody gets in his way while he's doing this, while he's trying to do his job. So we need to temporarily ban free speech. And you know what ends up happening? People sign the petition. And I'm thinking to myself, they're not just brain dead. They're stupid. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go far. You're going to love it. From tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at March of Dimes, www.aware.org/tomorrow.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website or Amazon.com. Get my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's Ramblings of a... You need time to write it down? Come on, ain't that hard. It's everything that tees off the left. Ramblings of a right-wing, that makes him crazy. Bible-thumping, that makes him crazier. White guy. Okay? And really, I deal with all the issues in the book that white guys, Bible people, and right-wing people are just not supposed to deal with. So anyway, the... This group went out to, or a couple of these people went out to University of Virginia and actually put a petition in front of them to ban Christmas. And I got to hear this because I don't understand what would be their logic behind it. What would compel them to decide that Christmas wasn't worth it? I mean, whether you're a Christian or not, people love to get free gifts, don't they?
Let's do it. Well, I'm with Students for an Inclusive Holiday Season.
Okay.
And so we are just kind of letting the administration know that a lot of students on campus choose not to celebrate anything in the winter season.
Cool. It's like a very Christian normative campus, and so we feel like it's just not really a safe space for people of different faith traditions.
Like this.
Not a safe space. Not a safe space for people of different faith. Yeah, because, you know, Christians, and Catholics especially, right, we're known for taking out people of other thoughts, of other faiths, of other ways of thinking, right? I mean, are we serious with this? I want you to know something. These are those young kids that are going to be running your state legislatures at some time. Just let that sink in. Keep some Tums close by.
This time of year, it feels like people can, like, shove their, like, holiday, like, happiness in your face, like,
yeah,
Merry Christmas, like, ooh, and it's just, you know, it gets kind of old.
So we're just sending a letter to the administration to be like, hey, like, this can be, like, almost oppressive for...
You'd almost think this was in Southern California, right? Like,
some people, would you guys like to sign?
I will totally sign.
Yeah, sure.
All right, awesome, yeah.
Totally agree that you're signing.
Yeah, like, I totally sign it, awesome. What was this taking, like, 15 years ago, this...
Yeah, like the Christmas lights, and there's been rumors that, like, a Christmas tree is going to be going up and, like, things like that. It just kind of feels like for the non, like, Christmas celebrating.
Oh, my God, quick. You hear the police right after what the other day. There's going to be a Christmas tree going up. There's a rumor. And then you hear the siren in the background. Perfect timing, don't you think? Got to get them there quick
before somebody might call it a Christmas tree.
Students, that it's just kind of like a slap in our face that, like, we don't get to celebrate anything over winter break. Ever since the Trump election, like, people have been emboldened to, you know, like, be throwing, like, Merry Christmas and, like, Christmas carols everywhere you go.
I know a lot of students personally that, like, aren't religious, and so when they see, like, Christmas trees and, like, all the lights, it can be a little bit triggering, so we're just...
These kids are going to have a whole new language, a whole new conversation, a whole new way of talking. If they get bummed out when they see Christmas trees, where are they going to live? I mean, every Christmas you drive down the street, you go to a store. You got to go to every store in town and say, hey, there's a Christmas tree here. I'm not buying my 69-cent candy bar here anymore. Come on, think about it. They're triggered. The tree triggers them. My God, you know what? We should have talked to all the kids into going to psychology, because by this time, they'd be multimillionaires. I may go back to school. I'll be a multimillionaire in a couple of years. This keeps up. This is not normal, people, and it's not healthy.
Just trying to make campus a safe space for them.
Cool. Good luck.
Thank you so much. I feel like people have been socialized to, like, it's almost oppressive that they don't even know, like, what Christmas really means, which is, like, a Christian holiday. Like, Christians have a lot of privilege on campus because, it's, like, a lot of the holiday stuff is usually geared towards them.
The Christmas spirit, everything that comes along with that, of people, like, assuming that we want to accept gifts and assuming that we want to, like, see Christmas lights everywhere.
Nobody assumes anything. You don't have to take the gift. You can always turn the free gift down. You can always turn. Matter of fact, I'll even go one step further. If you work on Christmas Day and they pay you time and a half, say, no, I don't celebrate Christmas. This would have been a normal work day for me anyhow. So just pay me regular time.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like at this point I'm kind of getting used to it, but I feel like
No one should have to get used to oppression, you know? Like, a lot more people are, like, kind of shoving.
Okay. I wish one of you would have the guts to call me or send me an email. I would like to know somebody who's oppressed by Christmas. No, for real reasons, though. You know, if you're going to call or if you're going to write me an email that says, well, that's because I'm Jewish and I'm oppressed at seeing all the Christmas stuff, well, then you probably need to go get some help. I have a lot of Jewish friends. They're not oppressed by Christmas. They're not even oppressed or upset when you say Merry Christmas to them because they understand the spirit of the meaning towards them. So, you know, I mean, you might need some real help.
Their Christmas, like, spirit, I guess you could say, into people's faces. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Yeah, that's hard.
And the university with all, like, the decorations and stuff is kind of furthering that.
So, wait a minute. That last student went by me. It took me a second to process that. So all the looks on the kids' faces, the oppressed looks on the kids' faces, it's hard for the other student to see the oppressed looks on the other student. I'm just lost. I am so lost.
Like, type of oppression. So,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
We'll survive, right?
I mean, hope so. It can be scary for some students, you know.
Are you listening to this? God. Oh, God. It's like, oh, my God, what are we going to do about all the trees? And all those lights, how oppressive all those colored lights are. And if I find another free gift under my tree, I may just explode. You guys are freaks. No, seriously, I don't know who signed a petition. I can't see it. But if you would sign a petition like that, you've got some real serious mental issues you need to deal with. And I ain't joking. How does one get... Now, listen, I understand depression at Christmas. I understand family members are gone, maybe recently died, or died in the last couple of years, and you haven't got over it yet, and I get that. You know, you're used to a tremendous, special kind of Christmas with that person. I get that. Maybe your grandkids or your children have moved out of state. Okay, get that. But you're oppressed because there's a Christmas tree in your house, and one of your friends at school, or a couple of them, don't celebrate Christmas, and you don't want them to feel bad, so you don't even invite them over the house. I love these young people, like, yeah, you know, my parents do all the whole crazy Christmas stuff. I'm really not into it. You're into the gift, though, aren't you? Right? You're into the money that your aunts and uncles will bring you. Yeah, you're into that. That's not a problem. So you're into the gifts, right? You're into the money. Oh, I know most of you are into the food. Come on, think about it. You're not being honest. You're being disingenuous about this stuff. Okay, another couple seconds here. I love this stuff. I think this shows you how much... You think it's bad today? Listen. If you're listening to the show, listen carefully. You think this is bad today and Trump's going to turn this around in a heartbeat? You think Trump's going to have all these snowflakes, trigger warning, happy space people turned around in the next couple of years? You are out of your mind. Some of them are graduating this year. You know? And they're going to go on to become lawyers and doctors. And they're gonna, some of them are going to make some money. And some of them are going to go ahead and they're going to support and they're going to back up and they're going to fund some of these crazy things going on that are totally against what you believe.
Yeah. We're just trying to, like, make sure that campus is, like, kind of trigger-free, you know?
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair
enough.
Thank you so much. Well, I really appreciate it.
No worries.
Campus is trigger-free. I just, God.
The lights just feel kind of oppressive, though. Like, I don't celebrate Christmas, and so I see the lights, and I instantly think, like, well, I don't celebrate Christmas.
I'm not religious,
like,
either. I'm just like...
Then those lights aren't for us. Like, those lights are just for the religious students. So that's just what we're about, just inclusivity, just kind of a safe space for the students that don't want to see.
But isn't that kind of weird? So it's inclusive of everybody but the Christians. And the Christians claim, I mean, people claim that 80% of the country is Christian. I don't buy that. You know, I'd like to believe that, but I don't buy that. And it's not that I'd like to believe it because I'd like to believe that 80% of the Christians in the country, and therefore there's more of us and there's more of you, but, you know, as you know, Christians believe it's through Christ that you get to heaven. So it'll be great to believe that we're going to be having a party with 80% of the American populace. But that's not it. I think some people say they're Christians because their parents were Christians. Or their grandma was Christian. But if this doesn't scare you people, nothing will. This is your future. This is your American future. Hey, I'm Joe Messini. I'm Joe Messini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick.
We are back.
Chick, chick, chick.
You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do mean it. I love it when you're texting or I'm tweeting or you're sending me information. You can send your email to joe@therealside.com. You can send your money to Amazon to buy my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Seriously, there's information in there. It'll help you move through some of this political correctness that you don't have to adhere to, that you don't have to be part of. And please don't. I mean, seriously, if we were more outspoken, do you really think they would be pulling a Charles Dickens play? You really think they'd be upset because the character in the play says, God bless us? Okay, so more lunacy here. It's Maine, never mind. In Maine, an ordained pagan priest finally has gotten the okay to sport goat horns on his Maine driver's license. Yeah, goat horns, seriously. What if they've been implanted? There's a picture here. No. No. It's just a... It's kind of, well, he needs something on his head, kind of thinning out in the top there. Anyway, the main resident, Phelan Moonsong, that can't be his real name, said that unless he's sleeping or bathing, he always wears his goat horns, which serve as his spiritual antennae and help him educate others about paganism. But Moonsong is questioning why he had to appeal his driver's license photo to the state after explaining his religious beliefs to the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. Plus, he adds, the horns didn't obstruct his face. The Maine Secretary of State office said that the state was not familiar with his choice of headdress and had asked Moonsong for more information to review the issue. Now, the goat horns have been approved because they were cited that they're being used for religious purpose. You know, the thing that I don't understand is at what point do you have to prove that what you, not that what you believe is true, but you actually do this thing on a regular basis, that it's actually a religious belief. Now, Maine Motor Vehicle staff can hold license photos for review if they have a concern about the religious headdress. Moonsong said that after he applied for an updated driver's license in August, explained his religion to the motor vehicle employee, he was told to appeal his photo to the Secretary of State. He then said he provided more information to the Secretary of State's office, but when he contacted the Bureau of Motor Vehicles in November, he said he was told his ID was rejected, which was news to him. He said, what I requested should have been accepted according to what's written in the statute and in the guidelines. Should be no different than a nun wearing a habit or a Sikh wearing a turban, Moonsong said. Really? So what I would love, I wish he would put down what exactly his goat horns are part of. How they fit into the religious belief. I'm almost afraid to ask. What was that? You don't think I should ask either? No. And you are probably very right. But then again, you know, we've had people turned away for religious items in taking pictures. We've done these stories for years and years and years. And it sure as heck isn't the first time we've done this kind of thing. Anyhow, look, Christmas is right around the corner. We're a couple of days away from Christmas, for all intents and purposes. And we see this stuff every year. We do these stories every year. Every year, I'll get emails from you guys who think that to put it in the terms of our friend Joe Biden, you know, it's a bunch of malarkey. But you know what? It's not a bunch of malarkey. It really isn't. Again, we do these stories enough over and over and over and over and over and over and over again to prove that there is an attack, there's a constant. You know, the Dems complain that there was a constant attack on them during the whole election, right? That it was a daily drip, every day, drip, 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 drip. Well, good. Now you know what we feel like. Now you know what Catholics, Christians have been feeling like for years. A constant attack on Christmas. And you're so ignorant about your attack. You're so sure that you want to wipe out everybody, right? Any smell, any notice, any hint of religion that you're willing to, look, the Charles Dickens play. You got to get it gone. Because, oh my God, he said, God bless. We can't have that. Come on, think of how asinine that is. How petty that is. How about we start there? Anyhow, at some point in time, this stuff is out of control. At some point in time, we have to start taking this stuff back. At some point in time, you guys are going to get off your... I'll breathe. I'll be okay. Because I was going to say, at some point in time, you got to get off your butts and do something. I'm not talking. If you're already doing something, you're not the one I'm talking to. You're not the one I'm talking about. Right? Did we do the puppy story last week? Another snowflake story, people. It's amazing to me. I don't know how these kids get out of bed in the morning. Really, seriously. You parents who, if you've got one of these snowflake kids, I would love to get an email from you, joe@therealside.com. Just tell me. I just need to know. Do you actually write, like, get out of bed, little sticky notes all over the place, you know, get out of bed, put your clothes on, take your old clothes off, you know, whatever it is that you do, you know, so you have sticky notes in the mirrors for them and everything, because we don't want them to feel bad if they miss something, right? You prepackage their meals, all you got to do is throw it in a bottle of water. I mean, boiling water. I mean, is this nuts or what? So I guess there's so much stress going on for these college kids, right? Oglethorpe University and Rutgers University have joined a list of schools, making sure the students don't get too stressed out when final exams and jobs come up. So what they've done is, in their counseling centers, they sponsored a three-hour stress-free zone. And on December 9th, the last day of classes for them, students get to enjoy puppies and henna tattoos. I don't care about the tattoos. That's their headache. I mean, I know henna's not permanent. Puppies? Well, we want them to feel bad before or after they took the test. We're trying to get them to calm down afterward? What better way to relieve the end of semester stress than some good old-fashioned stress-relieving fun? Yeah, I always thought it very fun to get a tattoo and to pet puppies. I mean, that always did it for me. This year's stress-free zone will include old-fashioned yard games, arts and crafts, henna tattoos, and most importantly, puppies. Oh, you also advertise at the event. Advertise the event on his official Facebook page, gushing that some furry friends helped us celebrate the last day of classes today at the counseling center. Stress-free zone? My God. What are we doing for these kids? Where are we spending money for these kids? What are we going to have? Tuitions are going up? Because we're going to be one-on-one. What is it? We're going to be a one-for-one with every counselor to every child. And they are children. They're not adults. Every kid's got, you're going to need one for every kid because they're not going to be able to handle life on their own. They're not going to be able to walk across the campus. You know, God forbid a tree branch fell on the grounds where they used to walk. They're not even going to know how to go around it. I'm telling you, they're getting to the point where they're just, they're made feeble. They're made useless. They can't do anything when they hit a little bit of adversity. What have we done to these kids? What have you done to these kids? Rutgers University has expanded the stress-free effort. They've now brought it to their career services. So as you're applying for the job, as you're trying to figure out what you want to do in life, can you imagine saying that to your boss at work? My God, it's Thursday. I'm wigged. Give me a puppy.
Okay.
You know? Oh, it'd be no. It would be great. See, what they would do is they would come in, and they would give you a check. Yeah, that's right, for your last day of work, and they tell you where the pound is, and feel free to take the cab to the pound. Get yourself a puppy on your way to the bank to cash your last check. Seriously, come on, people. Somebody needs to work with these kids. We need to. You know, as my daughter says, you know, we need to have an adulting class, right? Now that you've been through all this garbage and your parents have turned you into little weenies, let's have an adulting class to teach you how to actually deal with life. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN. That's the Genesis Communication Network. I do so much appreciate your time that you spend with me. Let your friends know about it. Head up to the website. Buy my book. Head up to Facebook. You know, like the page. If you go to the website, give me your email address. I send out one email a week, one lousy, stinking email a week that you can hop on. Hey, have a great rest of the day. Thanks for being with me today. I really do appreciate your time.